Sigurado ka ba sa iyong nakikita? O baka ikay? Namamalik mata. Whether we are a skeptic or a true believer in ghosts, we have to defer such belief when things around us happened in a strange and peculiar manner. Sometimes a ghost will stay in our physical world to see that justice is done. Sometimes even a spirit from the beyond comes back to make sure that its good name is cleared. Richard was such a ghost. Richard, a 14-year-old boy, worked as a gardener in a large house in an upscale subdivision in Metro Manila. The owner of the house is a rich widower named Mr. Montes, their caretaker in the Metro Manila house. Ronnie said that the house had been broken into the night before and a large amount of jewelry and other valuables had been stolen. They don't know what to do. They did not report the robbery to the police yet because they need to know the decision of Mr. Montes first. Mr. Montes immediately flew back to Manila and got the whole story. Romy said he had been awakened last night by a noise. The noise seemed to be coming from the master's bedroom where the jewelries were kept. He hurried to the master's bedroom and was confronted by two rough-looking thieves with black bonnets on their heads. With them, Romy said, was the young boy Richard, who it appeared had let them in. Romy said that the man overpowered him, tied him up, and gagged him to prevent him shouting for help. Then they and Richard ransacked the house and took the jewelries and silverware. Romy was found by his fellow servants the next morning. Richard was gone and was never seen again. Mr. Montes decided to report the robbery to the authorities and had Romy as the principal witness against the prime suspect, the boy Richard. And that was supposed to close the whole affair. But that was not to be the case. Some months later, Mr. Montes woke up to see a young boy standing by his bed. He realized it was Richard. The boy had been hiding all along, somewhere in the house, since the robbery, he thought. When Mr. Montes confronted the boy, Richard said nothing but beckoned to Mr. Montes to follow him. As the lad moved, making no sound at all, Mr. Montes realized he was seeing a ghost. He slowly followed the boy out of the house to a large mango tree in the garden. The ghost stopped beside the tree and pointed to the ground. The ghost looked at Mr. Montes and then disappeared. Mr. Montes stood there in the garden, wondering what the ghost was up to. The next morning, Mr. Montes decided to take action on what he experienced the previous night. He had workmen dig the ground where the ghost had pointed. They found the body of Richard buried there. The body was identified by other servants through the shirt and the pants he was wearing. Police were called, and they interrogated everyone in the house. With the intensive questioning and grilling from the investigators, Romy confessed to the crime. He was part of the robbery plot, having let the thieves in himself. While they were taking the jewelries, Richard had heard a noise and investigated. When he entered the master's bedroom, one of the robbers struck the boy and killed him. Romy was frantic and did not know what to do. The two robbers were professional thieves. To cover the crime, they buried Richard and tied up and gagged their accomplice, Romy, to hide his participation in the robbery. The other servants in the house did not awaken because their food was spiked with drugs to make them feel drowsy and fall in deep sleep. Romy forgot that Richard was sent out to buy something that night and did not eat his supper in the house. Even though he was now a ghost, Richard was not going to let Romy get away with his death and ruin his reputation. He needed to come back for justice. He was successful. Romy and his accomplices were sentenced to life in prison.
Natunghayan niyo na naman ang mga kwentong kababalaghan na hindi magpapatulog sa iyo tuwing gabi. Kita-kita na naman tayo sa susunod na episode ng Malikmata.